Senate Bill 66, an act to make an appropriation to reimburse the counties in districts 28A and 28B associated with a special primary election conducted on September 12, 2000 and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 66, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks, Representative Clout?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This here bill, it might be considered brought by the Walker Chamber of Commerce. I didn't check with the president, but no. Senate Bill 66 is it's a bill that's going to, there's $17,000. It's going to pay for the special election, which was caused by the lawsuit that was filed by three members from the Cheyenne Reservation back in, it was right towards the end of session last year on February, which caused the, after the primary, the federal judge sent a question of whether the split could be taken out back in 1996. To the state Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court ruled that it was unconstitutional in 1996 to take the district split out, so therefore it was after the primary election, which the counties already paid for, and the candidates were already seated. They had to come back in September and have another election, which was a pretty good cost to the counties in, out in that district. And therefore, it also, we had given the Attorney General's office, had reverted back about the $16,000-$17,000 that was left over from what was appropriated for the defense of that lawsuit. So with that, I'd like to ask for your vote and support to help the little guy out. It's a big area in northwest South Dakota, but this is actually one of the little guy bills. And with that, I'd like to ask for your vote and support. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Van Norman.
I'd like to comment that I support funding out of a question of fairness. The counties did have to have this primary. I'm the candidate that had to run in two primaries. Everybody else just had one. I think they need the money, but also out of fairness, I hope that the county will make it a little more fair to the tribal members in District 28A by locating some of the polling places near where they live instead of making them drive 40 or 50 miles round trip. So with that, caution and hope to the county, I hope we move forward and you'll support this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I support Senate Bill 66, but I do have a question for the primary sponsor, Mr. Speaker.
I'm sorry, sir.
I have a question for the primary sponsor.
I apologize. State your question, sir.
The question would be to the Honorable Representative Clout. Could you venture a guess why this bill, as important as it is not on the consent calendar?
Representative Clout, do you care to answer that question?
Yes, I do, with very good cause. The bills like this here, we just can't rush through the legislature. You've got to give it the consideration and the whatever you need to do before you push the green button. So we just do not send bills over here from appropriation on the consent calendar because we want you people to know where your money's going.
Mr. Speaker, that's a good answer. Thank you very much.
It was hard to hear over the music. Further remarks on Senate Bill 66. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of Senate Bill 66. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of Senate Bill 66. This, too, will require a two-thirds vote for passage.
Representatives Wick and Bradford. Representative Wick. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, absent 1, excused 2.
Senate Bill 66, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.